We said in the last slide that because the Win32 is so enormous, you cannot remember it all. Therefore, it's important to know where to look to find the information you need. For example, you may recall a function you need, but forget its parameters. So you need to know where to look up information on the parameters the function takes. All the information about the Win32 API is contained in the documentation files. Documentation is typically included in the help file of Visual C++. For example, in visualc++.net, you would go to the Menu, Help, Index. Once you open the index, something like Figure B should appear. Here you can enter in the name of what you want to look for. As an example, we will look up the message box function. So we enter message box and make a selection from the entries that turn up. Now the documentation files contain information on all Microsoft APIs, so you may get multiple results. For example, Figure C shows that 3 results turned up for message box. For the Win32 API, we want the Windows User Interface Platform SDK choice. So we double-click that entry. Then a page like the one shown in Figure D will show up. This page gives us the full documentation about the message box function. It gives a description of what it does, its parameters and return values, and sometimes example code is given. It is highly recommended that you look up each Win32 function and data type discussed in this book. For one thing, doing so will give you an alternative explanation about the function or data type. And secondly, because there are so many different flags for the different API functions, we cannot cover them all in this text. Therefore, it's important that you learn to use the Win32 documentation to obtain further info on a Win32 function or type. Incidentally, it should be emphasized that getting comfortable with documentation files is very important for a programmer. Eventually, new technologies will be released where there are no books out on the topic, and you will need to teach yourself how to use the technology strictly from the documentation. So the sooner you get comfortable with it, the better. Note that at first, the documentation files may seem like information overload. However, after a while of diving in, you will get comfortable with navigating around and determining which information is relevant and irrelevant to the problem you may have at hand.